Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we are live on Facebook, and we also on our radio show. Today's show is going to be preparing for the summer. And you know, it's already May, and we need to think about what we need to do to prepare ourselves for the summer. So we look at things from a perspective of wellness, aesthetics, and sexual health, because those things are all very, very important for the summer. So first, we got to prepare our body internally. Carol, nice of you to join us. So we got to take care of the inside first. Then once we've taken care of the inside, then we can take care of the outside. So the inside would be wellness or age management. And then the outside would be aesthetics. And then finally, we want to look at functioning, as in sexual health and how you perform. All right? So first, let's talk about wellness. Okay? So we all know that during the summertime, we're going to be out in the sun more, and we're going to be wearing skimpier clothing, and therefore we want to make sure that our bodies look good. All right? So the first thing we got to consider is weight reduction. Now, how do we do that? Well, there are lots of ways to lose weight. One of the primary way to lose weight is to actually diet. All right, or go to the gym. All right, now going to the gym is a great way to help with weight reduction. But also, you also need to consider other ways to help out. So with weight reduction, typically we use the HCG diet. Now we can also use peptides for weight loss also. But the primary one that we like is the HCG diet. HCG is a hormone that we test to see if a woman's pregnant. It's a hormone that's secreted by the placenta when a woman gets pregnant. So if you are on the HCG diet, if you were tested, hi Griselda, great for you to join us. If you get tested, it would show that you are pregnant. Whether it's man or woman, it doesn't really matter. So what is HCG? Well, back in the 50s, people started realizing that women in India, even though they were malnourished, they were giving birth to healthy babies. And so they're trying to figure out why that is. Well, the reason is that a baby is a parasite. Yes, a baby is a parasite. And the baby's primary concern is its survival. So the baby protects itself by secreting HCG. The placenta secretes HCG. And HCG is a hormone that goes to your brain, and it tells the brain of the mom or the person getting HCG that if that person doesn't eat enough food, that the person will break down up to 4,000 calories of fat per day. So the HCG diet is a 500-calorie diet where you have more energy than if you were eating regularly today. A typical person eats between 2,000 and 3,000 calories a day. When you're on an HCG diet, even though you only eat 500 calories, you get 4,000 calories from the breakdown of fat per day. So essentially, you're getting about 4,500 calories in your system. And because of that, you have tremendous energy. Now, 500 calories doesn't seem like a lot, but it actually is not bad. Think about this. 4 ounces of beef is 160 calories. 4 ounces of chicken is 109 calories. 4 ounces of fish or shrimp is 90 calories. Right? So if you have 4 ounces of shrimp and a piece of 4 ounces of chicken, then you have used up 200 calories in a day. All right? Now, if you have a cup of broccoli or cauliflower or lettuce, guess what? That's only about 15 to 20 calories a cup. Right? So let's say you have a piece of fish and a piece of chicken. And then you have 4 cups of vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, squash, whatever it is. The 4 cups is like 80 calories, 60 to 80 calories, right? So that's 200 for the meat and 80 calories for the vegetables. And then if it's, you get some fruits, let's say it's a large strawberry. A large strawberry is about 4 calories. So you have 4 or 5 strawberries. That's 20 calories. Or if you like, let's say an apple. If it's 3 apples per pound, they're 75 calories each. Hey, Victor, great for you to join us. Thank you very much. If it's 4 per pound, then each apple is 50 calories. So you can see that, Teresa, great for you to join us. So you can see that it's not that difficult to eat less than 500 calories per day. Typically on this diet, it's 42 days, and men typically lose between 20 and 25 pounds in that 42 days. And women typically lose about 15 to 20 pounds in those 42 days. Now, in my preparation for my summer in April, April 1st, April 30, for 30 days in April, I did the HCG diet. All right. And I also did CrossFit for 5 days, an hour each time during that 1 month period. In that 1 month, I lost 20 pounds of fat. My muscle stayed the same, and my percentage body fat went from 26% to 18% in that time frame. That was pretty good. And that was from the HCG diet. Right? So that's the first way to make your body better for the summer. The second way would be, if you have a lot of fat, to have liposuction. Well, what is liposuction? Liposuction is when you take a tiny cannula about the size, small like the tip of this pen. The catheter is put into your fat, vibrates, and removes fat. So you could actually take fat from your arms, your abdomen, your back, your hips, your thighs, your neck, wherever you want to take fat out. Because with liposuction, and we use tickle liposuction, We sculpt you by removing the fat from where you want it removed. And we could actually add the fat to the areas of the body that you'd like it to be added to. So we could add fat to your butt to give you a Brazilian butt. We can add fat to your face to give you more volume in your face. We can add fat to your breast. Wherever you want the fat, we can add the fat. So what we, in this procedure, it takes about 3 hours in general. And the way it works is that you have skin, then fat, then muscle. And so we put something called tumescent fluids. That's an IV solution that has some numbing medicine in it. And we put that into the fat, and it infiltrates the fat with the numbing medicine. And then we take the catheter. Hey, Stephanie, great for you to join us. Mm-hmm. And Teresa, great to see you here. And so the catheter vibrates in the fat and pulls the fat out. And so when we take the fat out, what you're left with is a skin with a little bit of fat on it and a muscle. And then we have you wear a garment to keep it tethered to the skin. All right. And so when we sculpt you, you know, within about 2 weeks, if you're size 14, you're going to lose a few sizes. So you can go from a 14 to a 10 in 2 weeks. And typically it's not a weight loss program. Hi, Phyllis. Great for you to join us. It's not a weight loss program. Typically, if you're 200 pounds and you're 5'3", when a month later after the procedure, you've lost about 10 pounds, maybe 15 pounds. So you've gone from 200 to maybe 186, 188, and you have a smaller figure and it's sculpted, and now you have a shape and you have a nice butt and your breast looks better and your body just looks great. So liposuction is a great way to do it. What's really nice about the procedure is it's a one-day downtime. So you come in on a Thursday, Wednesday, you do the procedure, you go home, you rest. The next day, the Thursday, you do things around the house, just normal activities, and then Friday you can go back to work. You don't need any pain medicine when you leave, and you feel great. And a week later, you come back in, we check you out, and you look like you begin to lose weight, and you sculpt. So liposuction is a great way to sculpt your body To get your arms small, to get the fat on your neck, to do all of those things. So that's another way of preparing for the summer. Now, when you take that fat out, it really helps your hormonal balance, because fat has its own hormone, and it tries to regulate your body. Fat cells make you want to eat more. That's correct. Fat cells push you to eat more. So when you get rid of the fat, your appetite decreases. And so that brings us to the next topic of preparing for the summer, which is optimizing your hormones. Now, when you say optimizing hormones, we're talking about optimizing your testosterone, your estrogen, your progesterone, your stress hormone, your thyroid, your growth hormone. We do a big panel of blood work. And from that blood work, we see where all your hormones are. Once we know where your hormones are, we know how to optimize it. I want you to understand something in medicine. Medicine is not about optimization. It's not. Medicine is about keeping you normal. What does normal mean? In high school, a B grade and a C grade would be normal. An A grade and a D grade would be abnormal in medicine. So medicine wants you to get B and C grade. If you have an A grade in medicine, your lab result is usually considered abnormal. See, 80% of the people are normal, 20% are not. 20% are on both sides of that bell curve, and they're if you are successful, you're not in a normal range. Successful people are in the optimal range. A basketball player that plays on television is in the optimal range. A businessman that has multi-billion dollar business is in the optimal range. In general, when you are very successful, you are no longer normal, you are optimal. Hey, George, great for you to join us. So medicine does not strive to make you optimal. It strives to make you normal. Now, in my office, we see about 4 to 5 patients a day. That's correct, 4 to 5 patients a day. We don't do insurance. We do wellness. And because of that, we don't do insurance. When a patient initially comes for an initial hormone evaluation, they fill out a 15-page history form. Then we do a very, very comprehensive set of blood work, which includes all the hormones, including your growth hormone, your thyroid, your stress hormone, your estrogen, all those things are looked at. And then when you come to the office, we do 4 in-house tests, which looks at stress level, energy level, looks at body composition, it looks at minerals and vitamins, it looks at hormones, it looks at all these things. Tremendous testing we do in our office. Once that's done, then you and I sit down for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and we go over every test that you did. So when we go through the blood work, I say to you, this test result is normal, but optimal is over here. These are normal, optimal is here. These are normal, optimal is here. When I'm done, you'll know that if you went to your regular doctor, he'll say, your labs are normal, don't need to do anything else, you can come see him in a year's time. When you come to my office, you know that you're normal, but if you choose to be optimal, then we take you outside the normal range into the A range. And we figure out what we need to do to get you into those optimal range. So that's what we do. I tell my patients, if you want to be normal, see your regular doctor. If you want to be optimal, that's where I come in. All right? Because my goal is to optimize you, not keep you normal. Tom, Dick, and Harry is normal. All right? So that's what we do when we evaluate you. All right? So we look at your hormones, your testosterone, we look at your growth hormone, we look at all those things, and then we tell you where they need to be optimal. For instance, a normal growth hormone level would be anywhere from maybe 50 to 200. An optimal growth hormone level would be 300 to 350. Now, why is that? Well, what does growth hormone do? Growth hormone is your body's healing hormone. Growth hormone is what fixes things in your body. Okay? So this is what growth hormone does. Faster wound healing and stronger bones. Improve sexual performance. Healthy maintenance of vital organs, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your brain. All right. Lowered risk of heart disease, lower cholesterol and lower blood pressure, reduced body fat and increased muscle mass, increased energy level and enhance your mood, sharpen your vision and memory, regrow your hair, have smoother and firmer skin, improve your cognitive functioning, enhance your immune function. That's what growth hormone does. It's your body's healing hormone. Hi, Alicia. Great for you to join us. So, let me ask you a question. Where would you want your growth hormone left to be? Normal or optimal? So, let's say that we run the test and your growth hormone level is 110. That's considered normal. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you have an injury or if you have a problem with your heart or your lungs or your kidneys or an organ, growth hormone tells your body, fix the problem next month. It's not a big deal. Fix it next month because it's normal. All right? When your growth hormone is optimal, 300 to 350, growth hormone says to your body, fix the problem right now. That's why when people optimize their growth hormone before they have surgery, they recover a lot quicker than someone who doesn't. Right? And that's the difference. That's growth hormone. Testosterone, on the other hand, you know, your hormones work together in a symphony. So what does testosterone do? We all know testosterone builds muscle. The biggest muscle in your body is this one, your heart muscle. Before you can build this muscle, you need to build this muscle because this muscle requires increased blood flow. The only way you can get more blood flow to this muscle is if your heart pumps better. If your heart pumps more blood, the muscle gets more blood. The heart is not going to pump more blood unless you optimize the heart. That's your engine. So when you're 20 and your testosterone level is up here, your heart is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. When you're 70 and your testosterone level is down here, your heart's like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. So testosterone, what it does is, number one, it makes your heart muscle stronger. And by making your heart muscle stronger, your heart doesn't have to work as hard, so your blood pressure comes down. If your heart muscle is stronger and your blood pressure is better, you have less chance of getting heart disease. So testosterone protects you from heart disease. When you're 70 and your blood pressure, your testosterone is lower, your heart muscle is weak, your heart muscle is beating like this, and the blood flow is going psh, psh, psh. When you're 20, your heart muscle beats like this, and the blood goes boom, boom, boom. That's the difference. So when you're 70 and your blood pressure and your heart, your testosterone is low, your heart muscle is weak, your blood pressure is high, and the heart has to work harder, and you have a heart attack. The second thing that testosterone does is it, one, improves your cognitive function, improves your memory, reduces stress, helps you sleep better at night, and helps protect you against Alzheimer's and dementia. Yeah, that's what testosterone does. Next, it converts your inactive thyroid, free T4, converts into active thyroid, free T3. By doing that, it increases your energy. So at 6 o'clock when you normally feel tired, you'll be energized. Now, when you're 20 and you fall, you jump up. When you're 70 and you fall, you break a hip. Because when your testosterone is optimal, you have more muscles and stronger bones. So when you're 70 and your testosterone is low, your muscles are weaker, your bones are weaker, you fall, you break a hip. Testosterone also reduces belly fat. Hi, Michelle. Great for you to join us. When your testosterone reduces belly fat, it improves libido. And for women, it improves her vaginal lubrication. You know, 5 years ago, before we started doing pellets, 75% of our patients on testosterone were men and 25% were women. Now, 70% of our patients on testosterone are women and 30% are men. And that's because women share and men don't. Women tell all their girlfriends about testosterone, men don't. The other thing is, whenever I counsel a couple about testosterone, I always tell the man, be careful what you wish for. Because yes, she is going to be sweeter. Her mood will be better. She'll be a happier person. Your life will be great because she won't be cranky as she normally is. And you can get all the kitchen passes you want because she's going to be very sweet to you. But the trade-off is she's going to be very nice to you, but you won't be able to keep up with her sexually because she can go 6-7 times a day and you can't. And so 3 months from now, you're going to be coming back. Please can have more testosterone because I cannot keep up with her. So sorry, it's a trade-off, but you know something? It's okay. Suck it up and enjoy it, because when she's low on her testosterone, you're going to know about it, because when she gets cranky, you'll know. Women typically ask me, when do I need to come back to get pellets? And I tell her, when your husband and your family members tell you it's time. And if she ignores you, then in about 2 weeks, she realizes how cranky she is and she rushes over to get her pellets. So hormones is very, very important as part of optimizing your body for the summer. Next, PRP and stem cells. PRP and stem cells is what we inject into bones, into your joints, into your muscle, into your face, anywhere that you need it to help with joint pains, sprains, pulled muscles, all those things. We inject PRP and or stem cells into those areas to reduce pain so you can function better during the summer. So that's wellness in general. Next, we got to talk about aesthetics, because now that you're feeling well on the inside, you got to look well. And the things that we do for the summer is, one, laser hair regrowth. Right? Or we can do PRP or stem cells to help regrow your hair. So at least you're from your hair, you don't look like you're losing hair, and you have a full head of hair, because we know that's very important to look good in the summertime. We can also use stem cells or PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, for the face, as in a vampire face. If we inject the PRP or the stem cells into your face, makes your skin healthier, makes your face look glowing, and makes you look great in the face. Of course, if you have acne, we have acne treatments with laser that we can get rid of the acne treatments with laser. If you have wrinkles, we can use laser to get rid of the wrinkles. Hey, great to have you join us, Peter. Great. All right. Then, so if you have stretch marks, we can also use laser. We can also use PRP. We can use stem cells. We can use all those things to get rid of stretch marks. If you have cellulite, we can use our synergy treatment to help get rid of cellulite. These are all things that we can do aesthetically to get you set up for the summer, because not only do we want you to feel good on the inside, we want you to look good on the outside. All right? Now, a lot of the other laser procedures, you'd have to wait till the fall time. It's all great for you to join us. And so you'd have to do it in the summertime, in the fall and winter months, because some laser procedures should not be done in the summertime because of the sun's rays will cause a problem. All right? And so now that you feel good on the inside and you look good on the outside, now we've got to talk about performance. And performance, what we're talking about is summertime, people coming over, people vacation, old girlfriends, old flames, all these things. You got to be able to perform sexually. Right? And for that, we use PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and we use stem cells for the O-shot for women. And the O-shot for women, what it does, it, number one, improves vaginal lubrication, decrease pain with sex, helps with urine incontinence, and it improves orgasm. Of course, we also have our DM cream, Dumi cream, that also, which has a little bit of Viagra for women, and it helps make you get off the table with the right setting. All right? So we have those for women. And for men, we have the Priapa shot for men, where we actually inject PRP, platelet-rich plasma, or stem cells into your penis, and that helps it function better. We also have the Gainswave treatment, which is sound waves, which actually breaks up microcalcification in the penis, improves your circulation, and improves your function. So we use the Gaines wave, we use the Priapus shot, and then we have ICP injections for male. So we have all those things for the male with erectile dysfunction. And then we have the laser vaginal rejuvenation, and we have O-shot and stem cells to rejuvenate the labial area, and also so it looks better down there. So these are all things that we do for the summer. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. The show today, preparing for the summer. To get a hold of me, you can call the Wellness Aesthetics Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. That's FEEL29.com. My book, Grow Young Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, How to Look, Feel, and Function Young Without Stress, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungagain.com, growyoungagain.com. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. And the number to call in would be 210-559-5959. It was really great talking to you all. Jay, thank you for joining us. Now, if anyone has any other questions, feel free to like the video and share it with your friends. And that way we can include you on the next time we do a Facebook Live and or on my radio show. It's on KTSA 550 Radio. That's where my show is. You can always catch us there. Thank you all so much.